This program originally aired Memorial Day, May 25th, 2020.
Okay, welcome back. You just tuned in. You're about 45 minutes late. We start the program just about the top of the hour. But it, I remember. I said that I thought he did a great job. Last week we had the guest from Hawaii. Wasn't as detailed. Next week we've got a guest coming from New Hampshire. And that I spent time in upstate New York before coming, transferring to UCSB. I was in upstate New York, Oneonta, for a couple of years, and I traveled to New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. Love that area. Good buddy's friend, Redlands Jeff's friend, lives out there in New Hampshire, so we'll find out what it's like in other parts of the country. I did also mention about a new initiative that's on the November ballot. Realtors statewide got 1.5 million signatures, and you'll love the name of this. The Family Home Protection and Fairness in Property Tax Initiative. Or maybe it's just in property tax. Now, a name like that, you can't lose. But last year, we talked about an initiative that, whether it's the, I can't remember the entity of the government that can do this, but they can rename your initiative. You can have an initiative that says Save the Whales, and they can change it to Kill the Whales. So, and that's what they did with something, and it killed the initiative and it lost. But this is about transferring your tax base. And I've talked about this many times. And if you're over 55, you could transfer your tax base if you buy down. If you buy down. Now, technically, you can buy exactly the same amount or actually as much as 5% more if you wait a period of time. But basically, you're not going to sell for $1 million and buy for $1.5 million. You basically have to buy down. You have to be 55 years or older, and you can only do this once. Now, the catch is you could do it within your county, and there's 58 counties, but there are very few counties that will allow and accept your low tax base if you do this and move to their county. I think Ventura is one of them. Santa Barbara's not. One time there were seven, there might be 11 out of the 58 counties, not sure how many. So this initiative wants to change that, and it wants to force all counties to allow and accept this low tax base. Stay muted. Oh, that's good. Was I muted this whole time, Richard? How were we? Everything was okay? Okay, that's good. This is trying Zoom instead of Skype. So I just happened to look down at my phone and it asked me if I wanted to be unmuted. Okay, so they want to force and they want to make sure that every county, you can do this all over, and they think it's going to help people. Let's say you have family that you want to move closer to. You're getting on in years, you want to move down closer to your kids. I'm sure they want you to move close, but you can't afford it because if you sell and buy down, your tax base is going to go up. So Santa Barbara, so how is this going to lose? Well, if you do leave and then someone else buys your house, it's going to reassess potentially at the new tax base, unless it's someone else transferring in. But the point is it's trying to open up and allow people to move. Now, it's also adding that you can transfer your tax base to your children, that already exists, and to your grandchildren, which exists only if your children have passed away. But now they want to modify that to allow you to transfer it. And that's another angle that some people might not agree with. They might feel like, hey, you got Prop 13, you're protected, you're fine. Why should you be able to transfer it? But that's the law. The new initiative is to allow you to transfer your tax base when you're over 55. Now, there's a little caveat that you could do it more than once. Let's say you buy that two-story home we were talking about with our realtor from Scottsdale, and then suddenly you have an injury and you can't make it up the steps to your bedroom. If you have a good reason, they can allow you to then use it a second time. So 55 years or older, disabilities, victims of natural disasters, there's all kinds of rules. Now, another aspect and part of this, they want to maintain Prop 13 for residential homeowners. But corporate ownership has kind of used a little way to skirt the law, and the question is, when you call a loophole, is it pejorative? Well, I could see that this is really, it wasn't the intent, and they kind of skirt the ownership change by using shares, and it doesn't actually reassess the property when in fact it did sell. So this initiative is trying to change that, and that will then generate more money for the Board of Equalization. And I think they're trying to throw that in as a bone to allow them to protect residential people to transfer their low tax base if they're moving to another county, force all counties to do it. So look for that. See if they maintain the name, the Family Home Protection and Fairness in Property Tax. Family Home Protection and Fairness in Property Tax. How could you vote against that name? You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Oh, I still don't have time to read the poem. This poor lady. I'll read it next week. Naomi Ruth Levy. She died March 30th, 2005, and I try to read this beautiful poem she wrote every year, but I'm running too late. All right, next week. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.